Elbow auf Flux FM mit One Day Like This. Matthew Kors hat es zu mir ins Studio geschafft. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah.
Wir werden gleich ein bisschen quatschen über die Nada Surf Konzertveranstaltung am heutigen Abend, die stattfinden wird im Huxleys. Nada Surf werden eben dort Stücke aus ihrem 15, fast schon 16 Jahre alten Album Let Go nochmal live performen. Wie es zu dieser Performance-Idee kam und auch wie die Standing at the Gates Cover-Version LP entstanden ist. All das wird uns Matthew in wenigen Augenblicken verraten. Er hat uns eine Live-Performance versprochen und wir verlosen auch noch Tickets für die Show im Huxleys. Um reinzukommen ins Thema, hören wir hier aber zunächst mal Manchester Orchestra und ihre Variante des Blizzard of 77-Stückes, das ja im Original auf der Let Go-Platte zu hören war, auf der Let Go-Platte von Nada Surf. Gleich geht's weiter mit dem Talk mit Matthew hier zunächst, aber zum Reinkommen die Manchester Orchestra Version des Nada Surf Klassikers Blizzard of 77. Manchester Orchestra und ihre Variante des Blizzard of 77 Klassikers der Band Nada Surf. Das Stück wurde zusammen mit der Let Go Platte 2002 in Amerika und ein bisschen später 2003 in Europa veröffentlicht. Und heute wird eben diese Let Go Platte nochmal live performt von Nada Surf in voller Länge und in der richtigen Reihenfolge. Zusätzlich wird dann am Abend noch ein weiteres Set dargeboten, das wiederum aus Coverversionen, Hits ihrer anderen Platten und rarem Material besteht. Jetzt ist Matthew Kors, der Sänger und Mitgründer der Band, bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Tour zur Let Go LP aus im Jahr 2002 und die Benefizplatte Standing at the Gates, the Song of Nada Surf's Let Go, auf der verschiedene Bands und Künstlerinnen Songs der Kapelle für die wichtige, der so wichtigen dritten LP gecovert haben. Wir finden heraus, welche Erkenntnisse die Rückbesinnung auf eine 2002 erschienene Platte für die Beteiligten nochmal bereithält und sprechen über vieles mehr. Matthew, once again, hello and welcome.
Okay.
Come a bit closer to the mic, please.
Yeah, sorry.
We're adjusting so many things at the same time.
Right. I don't want to make a noise with this. Oh, it's like being on a ship.
And it's a bit like a horror movie as well, a horror movie sound.
I'll think ship. You think horror movie. I'm a little scared of that.
It's a door opening.
There you go.
Let's say it
there
like that.
Go. All right.
So how are you doing today? Everything all right?
Yeah, great. I mean, we're on the third leg of four tours for Let Go, and it's going really well. The shows are long, but it's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, where are you coming from today, actually?
We were in Cologne.
Okay.
Munich, Vienna, Milan, and then at home.
And you have always kind of like played the songs of the Let Go album, did a small pause, and then returned to the stage to do some cover versions and rare songs. And
that's right. We play for an hour, and then we stop for 20 minutes, and then we usually play for another hour and a half, but for some reason, the timing at Huxley's tonight is just going to be an hour and an hour.
Okay.
So keep it tight. We'll keep it rocking.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that idea. I mean, it's a great idea. I've read an interview with you where you said most of the times when something like this happens, it's the management's idea.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad one just because the management came up with it,
exactly.
Right?
I don't think a band has ever said, hey, it's the 15th year since such and such, let's do a tour for it. That's just not what bands think of.
No.
But it's great. I'm really glad we're doing it.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I mean, you are looking back at one of the most important albums of your band's career. Let Go has been kind of like a turning point because you had been dropped by a label, Elektra, with the second record. And then you proved that one can do a great LP without thinking about hit singles too much.
Right.
I think you financed the whole thing with merch money and
That's right. It all worked out fine.
How satisfying is looking back at these decisions from today's perspective? I mean, you must be pretty proud of your younger self.
Yeah, he was all right. I think he was pretty lucky. Worked hard too. You know, I think it was a good period. And I kind of like how it turned out. I think record company stories are kind of boring, but in our case, it worked to our advantage because it gave us all this time.
Yeah.
You know? And after college, you know, I went straight to work. And I think there's a classic American experience where if you're lucky enough to be able to afford it, you go to college, and then when you're done, you kind of work part-time and kind of hang out in your little college town and work at the coffee shop and play in a band. And I've been really busy right after college. So this was like my second chance at like a post-collegiate kind of chilling a little bit, you know? I didn't think about graduate school or a real big career or anything, because I knew the band might work out. So I kind of allowed myself some freedom to just go to shows and buy a cheap synth that kind of worked in a 4-track and an 8-track and just mess around,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and then it was such a wise decision to just keep on going, because I think many bands, after having been dropped by a label,
yeah, sure.
And you know, and all the whole discussion because of the popular single on the first album, the whole yeah. discussion, like, can you do a song like that once again? Or yeah, the label yeah. asking you to put an acoustic version of Popular on the
totally.
Second. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
that's reason enough to say, like, I won't have to do anything with this dirty business anymore. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. But I think we all always had a really enthusiastic audience,
yeah,
you know, and that was a big contributor to wanting to keep going,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. This is the other side of the medal, maybe, right?
That's right, that's right.
That's a great audience, so you can forget about
exactly.
those shitty calls where they go, like,
totally.
Oh, Popular was so successful,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can
oh
you do
god.
It once again?
Oh my god,
these discussions are the worst,
they are the worst.
They're
have, you been
really
in
worst.
Have you been in a band with in that
yes,
position?
Yes, yes.
Oh my god,
yes, yes. I've written a song about it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I want to hear that.
I'm gonna play it to you,
okay?
Now, how does it feel to dig into the old school material once again? I mean, you've always played songs off the Let Go album,
yeah.
but now you're going to have to play all of them.
Yeah.
How was that for you as a musician, as a composer? Because, I mean, one does develop over the years and
yeah.
one changes its way to his way or her way to compose songs, maybe.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I still enjoy them. You know, somebody asked me the other day if I felt like an actor. singing lyrics from a self 15 years ago, and they were asking really precisely, and so I had to give a precise answer, and I think I feel 60% authentic, you know, because
okay.
I'm not as insecure as I used to be,
yeah.
I'm not as much of an overthinker as I used to be, but kind of,
mm-hmm.
I think 60%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the younger Matthew still does live inside of you.
Oh, yeah. And that's another thing. And I might say this tonight on stage, so if anybody's listening and comes to the show, I'm sorry for repetition. But it's just on my mind recently that I think we're all the ages we've ever been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we're just a collection. And the reason I think that is that, you know, when you start noticing in your parents that they're kind of teenagers...
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a bad thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just,
I do know
you notice
what you're talking
that their
about.
Motivations are can be childish just like ours
yeah.
are. You know, I'm not super mature, but nor are my parents. And so I think we're just, you're all those people still. You're still your 15-year-old self.
Totally.
And your 8-year-old self. And
totally. Sometimes it's just a smell and you realize,
oh
man, the 15-year-old inside of me is still alive.
I read somewhere, I don't know if this is true, but I think we have 500,000... like files,
uh-huh.
folders where we can put smells. Like
wow.
we can differentiate 500,000 of
wow.
them.
Wow.
So yeah, your 15-year-old self is reacting to something very specific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's incredible.
And
then,
yeah, yeah. And sometimes when you enter your grandparents' house or something,
oh yeah,
you know, there's this certain
totally.
Smell that has always been there, and you're like five all of a sudden
totally.
Once again, just
yeah,
for
yeah.
a few split seconds,
yeah,
but it's
amazing.
Definitely there. You've put out Standing at the Gates, the songs of Not Our Serves Let Go. That's an album that features the songs of your very own old school LP, but played by bands and artists like Manchester Orchestra. We've listened to them. Any Man is on there, The Long Winters. How inspiring has listening to their versions been?
It's awesome. I mean, the first one I heard was Ron Gallo, mm-hmm. doing Happy Kid. It's incredible. It really sounds like he wrote it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, we were so... I was thrilled. That, again, is a management idea. That
cool.
I was just about to ask,
how did you come up with that?
When he was like, why don't we do I don't even want to use the word tribute, you know, but why don't we do a cover record? We were like, organize it ourselves? That's cheesy. I don't want to do that. That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
But he really sold it hard. And all the proceeds go to the American
yeah.
Civil Liberties Union, who are really important right now. I mean, they always have been, but
yeah.
right now the civil liberties
the Trump,
of American citizens,
yeah, yeah,
yeah, in the Trump era are fragile.
Yeah.
And so we thought.
So it's an organization that supports civil rights movements.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Yeah, cool. And the Pavlov Foundation is another thing that you're supporting. That's an organization that takes care about
Kids with cancer.
Yeah,
yeah,
cool.
So in the end, we're like, okay, well, even though it's kind of cheesy to organize it yourself. It's really for a good cause. And in the end, he was totally right, and I'm totally psyched. And the versions are beautiful.
This is like the first time that we are talking about management decisions in a positive way on this very show.
Yeah,
love, well, you know, love to the not ourselves management.
That's right.
You've
that's
done right.
You know.
Yeah,
you're
cool.
You're working together. It's a family affair.
That sounds so good to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you brought your acoustic guitar with you, and you promised us that you would want to play one or two songs.
Yeah.
Which one are you going to be listening to now?
Somebody the other night backstage asked me to play Weightless, and I enjoyed it, so I might do that right now. Cool. Should I just do it?
I'll just do it. Just killing time and making noise, and outside the daylight comes, the daylight goes, and weightless affairs that weigh less than airways make no stairways to stairs goes nowhere. But don't dream that it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. Climbing from overstimulated states to hearing cold radio and license plates. But don't dream that it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. Behind every desire is another one waiting to be liberated when the first one's sated. Water skiing, the water's soft, the water's hard, you act nice. A black birthday card, I threw it away, grown up life. It's like eating speed or flying a plane, it's too bright, it's too bright. Outside, just killing time and making noise, and outside the daylight comes, the daylight goes, and weightless affairs that weigh less than airways make no stairways to stairs goes nowhere. But climbing from overstimulated states to hearing cold radio and license plates. But don't dream that it's a dream, it is what it seems. That it's a dream, it is what it seems. White and black hats hide behind each other's backs all the time. Behind every desire is another one waiting to be liberated when the first one's sated. Oh, oh, oh.
Stadium applause, yeah, Matthew Koss. Thank you. That was a great version of Weightless.
Thank you very much.
It's another song that's been around for like 10 years or so, right?
Yeah, totally.
Great. So you've been touring with the Let Go material for a while now, and it must be pretty stressful to play like two shows in a row. Did you guys do this, like, did you guys do like exercises to prepare for this leg of the tour, or?
Well, the only exercise I have to do is to make sure not to talk a lot after the show.
Okay.
You know, and not drink a lot in a bar and talk loud, because then I'll blow my voice out. No, but it's been really good. You know what? I really love opening bands,
yeah.
And we've toured with some of our favorite groups and some lifetime friends of mine. But I have to say, having an extra backstage room is kind of nice.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty sweet. So sometimes I get my own room.
You know, another advantage of a great management
amazing.
Decision.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Two backstage rooms for one band.
Ah, amazing.
That sounds good to me. Yeah. And I mean, it must have been inspiring to look back at those songs. It was inspiring to listen to cover versions
yeah.
of these old school songs. Does yeah. that kind of like translate to ideas for a new album, new material? Because 2016, you know who you are was released,
yeah.
so
yeah.
it's about time maybe to think about new songs already.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, and it's been inspiring just in terms of energy. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had a baby last year, so
congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you. So I've been busy not sleeping,
mm-hmm.
But he's sleeping through the night now, and everything is great. So yeah, it's just musical energy. You know, I've been writing a bunch, but the weird thing right now is that I feel like I want to be useful, so I end up feeling like it's time to sing about society, but American society is so complicated right now
yeah.
that it's very hard to wrap my mind around it, you
yeah.
know? So I keep wrestling with specific ideas, but then realizing that there are too many and
yeah.
it's too complicated, and then I go to general ideas, but then the specificity of how bad things are right now
yeah,
pulls
yeah, yeah.
me back. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
I'm kinda,
yeah, totally.
I'm dancing around it.
Because it's, I mean, it's, I think it's kind of hard to, it's not the easiest task to write a political song that kind of
no.
works, because if you're going for slogans, I mean, Not Ourselves, Not Rage Against the Machine, right?
Yeah, it
would feel
yeah.
strange. If you'd go for a killing in the name
right,
of
well,
thingy.
That's the thing. And the other thing is I'm not interested in anger at
yeah,
all.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in, and I've been writing about it, and I've got, you know, two or three songs on the subject, I'm just trying to figure out how to make a whole record, is how to get people to accept differences in others, you know, because we have to keep...
Sure.
We have to stay friends.
Yeah.
Because even if online you can go like, unfriend me
mm-hmm.
if you're on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, you know, if we unfriend each other, what's going to happen when there's a real water
yeah,
crisis?
Yeah, I know.
Like a real crisis.
Yeah.
You're going to need your neighbors.
Yeah.
And I worry that neighbors, definitely in the States right now, are more separate than they ever have been.
Yeah.
And the fabric, the social fabric is just right in front of us.
Yeah.
It's just...
A phenomenon that's happening here as well, too. That
yeah.
Even within families, it's like there's two different positions and people don't talk.
Yeah. And I worry that it also comes from a lack of fulfillment.
Mm.
You know, we're surrounded by movies and books and people's Instagram feeds and people having amazing creative lives. And what if one of us isn't being so creative? Then it's almost like... arguing with someone online gives you your identity.
Yeah, sure.
And we're holding on to these new identities that are fueled by so many different news outlets that they can be, you know, that two people can think they know the truth and they
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like holding on to that for identity when we should all be satisfied with just being ourselves, which is not easy, I know.
No.
But that's it. I mean, I wish, you know, I wish meditation was taught to young people and that they could grow up into calmer adults.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was thinking about empathy as being a topic in school as well,
yeah.
you know, that empathy is its own thing. There's
yeah.
like 2 hours of math, 2 hours of English, and then there's 2 hours of empathy and people.
That's
because
right. That's right.
That's a major key to understanding each other and putting yourself into the position of one of another person. And that's
yeah.
a good first step to like... not get into fights so much anymore.
You're totally right. And objectivity, too,
yeah, yeah.
which we don't have enough of. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about a public school program
yeah,
next
good.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I want to hear another song because you've brought your guitar with you.
Okay. Well, maybe here's one off You Know Who You Are. This is Believe Your Mind.
Nice. Not a surf, Believe Your Mind.
See your stripes, they're all I've wanted. You visit me every night, and my dreams are haunted. Maybe we live too close, and we need a river between. You can't tell that it's cold, but you don't see me shiver. They say it will let go if I give it time, but this oven is burning cold. I got a big supply, and I always feel this pull and believe you're mine. One day I'll love somebody else. One day I'll be good to myself. When I'm of sound mind, I know I can't have you, but that means that half the time I only think that it's half true. When you wrote goodbye, you said that was it for you, but you see the thing that you don't get is every time you ride, it's like you're starting something new. I believe you're mine. Didn't you know that I believe you're mine? Did you not know me? I was a believer. I was a believer. I believed I was a believer, and I believe you're mine.
Stadium Applause once again. Matthew Cause.
Thank you.
Thank you for visiting Flux FM once again.
My pleasure.
And I hope we'll meet pretty soon, because new songs have been written.
You're
coming back. Playing.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Under pressure. Ding, 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 ding.
What was the motivation behind this record? Well, I went to Flux FM.
Yeah, and it was one guy
said
was
it
like,
was time.
And it's about time.
Yeah, and I went home and realized he was right.
Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to songs that relate to the times that we're living in. And you know, I think it's an important thing for musicians nowadays to accept their privilege and their, you know, that it's their job maybe to open up their mouths.
You're absolutely right. You know, because I think people, when they're listening to music, are so open-minded. And I notice that when we play shows, you know, I'm sure we've played for the most conservative people and the most anarchist people and all kinds of all kinds of religions. And everyone looks just as open-minded from the stage, you know, because they're somewhere where they want to be.
Yeah.
So they're open, and I think they're maybe in a good position to maybe hear something.
The old saying that music is in a universal language, it still happens. I think it really does. Okay, Matthew, thanks a lot for visiting.